The City of Surprise will no longer be picking up recyclables. Instead, what goes in the blue bins will go, along with the trash, to the landfill. The city's public works director says it was a difficult decision, but one officials had been thinking about for a while. He says the city has been working with the local recycling center without a contract since their last deal expired more than 18 months ago and hasn't been able to get a new agreement with that entity or any other. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Mike Gent, Surprise's public works director, more about it.
In talking to my counterparts around the valley, I believe that the actual cost that they were offering would have made us the highest cost recycling hauler in the valley. But by itself, that wasn't the only reason or even the main reason why we made the decision that we announced. The main reason was the current system just isn't working. So they announced that the City of Surprise, that more than 40% of what the City of Surprise has brought to them as recyclables in the last year, they have brought to the landfill directly. We know that through their system, even more material is going to the landfill as it gets sorted out because their equipment doesn't have all of the ability to collect all the recyclable material, so some of it's going to end up at the landfill. And so we've looked for other solutions. We've talked with other municipalities. There are some things in the works that hopefully will allow us to come back online with processing our recycling responsibly and sustainably going forward, but they're not available today.
So it sounds like the issue wasn't so much that Surprise residents were putting things in their recycling bins that couldn't be recycled. It was more on the contractor's end that they weren't able to accept some of the things that the city had said were recyclable. Is that right?
Well, let's be clear. We certainly have contamination that our residents are responsible for. That is part of the problem. But absolutely, a large part of that problem is the system just simply isn't sophisticated enough to sort the material appropriately, and there's not enough incentive to make it more appropriate because the demand for recycled material is at an all-time low. And so it's a combination between contamination from our residents, a lack of desire to sort out those recyclables because there's no demand for it, and then, of course, that lack of demand overall. We really need an innovation in the recycling industry that will be able to capture recyclables, and that change is going to happen when there's companies out there that want to buy recycled material. But right now, you name the commodity, the demand is horribly low.
Well, it's interesting. I was going to ask you if you thought this was in any way related to, for example, China saying it was no longer going to accept American recyclables. It sounds like, to some extent, that is part of what's going on here.
Absolutely. So, you can't blame China for it. They just no longer had a market for the recyclables. And so, of course, they said no. And the other countries that have been shifted to since then have also got to the place where they're saying, no, we don't want your trash.
You mentioned that the city might have some things in the works looking ahead.
Yes.
I'm wondering
yeah.
what some of those options might look like to restart the city's recycling program.
Sure. Well, so there's some traditional options available, so finding another partner that offers us a reasonable contract similar to what we've had in the past or with the new reality of the market, but just reasonably priced and reasonably termed that allows our residents to get the value they deserve could allow us to turn right back on the recyclables. So with our current, change in the program, we're asking residents to not change their behavior, to continue to use the blue bin for recyclables, the black bin for their trash. And one of the advantages of this approach is that we could immediately turn back on recyclables and begin to bring them to another facility if we found a partner that worked that way. So that's one option. Another option is getting together with other cities and finding a regional public option that would allow us to move forward without having to worry about profits for shareholders and just worrying about sustainability for the environment. And then the third option might be the best option, and that is attracting innovation. We hope that a city that wants to recycle, that has residents that are sorting recyclables but doesn't have a place to bring them, attracts innovation and ideas from places that are looking for a home for it. And maybe that will be the answer for this broken recycling system that we have currently and allows our residents to responsibly recycle for the first time in quite a while.
How concerned are you that having residents know that even if they put stuff in the blue recycling bins, it's still going to the landfill, people will stop doing that, even though you want them to continue doing it as if it was going to the landfill. I would imagine that there's got to be some amount of concern that people are just going to say, well, why should I bother sorting stuff if it's all going to the same place anyway?
Yeah, you know, we'd like the consumer behavior to be as good as possible for when we flip that switch back on for recycling. However, if a resident wants to put their recycling in their trash to, bag and tie it and put it in their black bin, they're welcome to do that. And certainly we're not going to be looking for that and having any problems with that. But most residents, or many of our residents at least, require the extra space that putting those big bulky items like cardboard and laundry detergent bottles and milk bottles and those kind of things in the blue bin gives them that extra space they need. So many, if not most of our residents require the space of two different bins. So I'm guessing even if they wanted to, many will continue just because of that need for that additional space.
Are you aware of other cities, either in the Valley or in Arizona or elsewhere around the country, that have had to do what you're doing here?
Absolutely. There's quite a list around the country. We, as far as I know, are the first in the Valley to do this. However, there's at least 10 other communities around the state of Arizona that have done it. These pressures are being felt everywhere. And so this conversation has happened in larger cities than ours and are still happening in larger cities than ours. While I hope that we all can find viable, responsible recycling solutions long term, I would not be surprised if in the near future you see other cities making this similar choice for temporary suspension because of the state of recycling that's out there.
All right, that's Mike Gent. He's Public Works Director for the City of Surprise. Mike, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.